This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
The inauguration was yesterday of President Donald J. Trump. And the J stands for jamming.
A lot of people don't know that.
That's a little known fact. But I watched a lot of it yesterday. I mean, it was all day. My wife did not move from in front of the TV to just stayed glued to it the whole time.
Really?
Yeah. Even the downtime when all the talking head people were talking, I'm like, come on. That sounds like such an old term. The talking heads on TV, the commentators and all.
Right. Well, good for her.
Yeah. But I mean, find something to do. I mean, come on.
How much time are you going to spend in front of that TV watching it?
It was a holiday. So. No,
but a lot of it is stuff that I know already. Like when the commentators are saying their things about this, you know, and that, and pardons and all of that stuff. That stuff I already know, and I just end up critiquing their delivery and knowledge of it themselves, and that they need me on that show.
Mm-hmm. They do need you on that show.
Yeah. And then, you know, on Fox News, they have Karl Rove on there. As one, he was huge with the Bushes, the Bush family and their campaigns and everything, and I can't stand him.
Yeah. So you got to tune it out eventually.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. I did want to come on and say this right out of the box, that I was proven right again yesterday at the inauguration when I say that just because you are rich and famous doesn't mean that you can't be just white trash.
Oh. Okay.
I agree. Because rednecks are everywhere. Mm-hmm. Redneck behavior. And if showing up at a presidential inauguration with your boobs out is not white trash behavior, I don't know what is.
Who did that?
Jeff Bezos's wife or girlfriend, whatever she is to him. Yeah. She was wearing a white pantsuit and then a lace kind of lingerie top underneath it. That was her jacket was buttoned, but you could see the bra in her heavage in her cleavage. Yeah.
I mean, it was va va voom. I mean, she's got the lips and the hair. Yeah. I mean, she's a striking woman.
I gotta look this up.
It's a provocative outfit.
That's and embarrassing
then,
too.
And then of course there she was sitting. He had all of the tech guys beside each other. And then that woman was sitting next to Zuckerberg. And then there's a shot that somebody got of Zuckerberg, and they've sent it around where he's staring down at woman's shirt, looking at her boobs.
No way.
It didn't look good.
I mean, it was just...
It's even worse that it's his girlfriend, right?
Or is it his wife?
I don't know.
Did they get married already?
Oh, okay.
I think so.
But you know, his ex-wife that he supposedly, he left the wife for that woman. You know, she's sitting there going, ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But she probably wasn't even watching. She's an ultra, ultra liberal. So she was probably, you know, some sort of a sadness party yesterday of some sort.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see it.
But still, I mean, have some dignity about yourself. Don't just show up looking like you're, you know, going to a Miami pool party in the evening.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It was an outfit. It was a choice. Who do you think was more inappropriately dressed, her or John Fetterman?
Fetterman.
Yeah. He showed up in a hoodie and gym shorts.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's a senator from Minnesota.
Why was
and he? Because that's all he wears.
That's all he wears.
He just wears, they had to pass a special rule in the Senate for him to be able to wear that to work every day.
Shut up. Oh, my. Mm. That is ridiculous. You're a grown man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because she's not somebody who's supposed to really know the proper decorum of, you know, politics and the Capitol building and the, you know, all of these types of things. She should, because she's an adult. And as you know, when you look around and you look in the past at pictures and stuff, and you see nobody showed up with their boobs out,
right.
You know, to most people, you would think, okay, well, I can't wear the outfit that I wanted to wear.
Right.
But she's the type that I believe from yesterday that said, oh, well, there's a first for everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait till they get a load of me.
Is that the worst place you could have your boobs out?
I think, yeah.
At an inauguration? Or is a funeral worse? Yeah,
well,
or
just a church, or a revival or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Something.
a baptism.
Number one revival. You know,
As a Christian, our most religious holiday is Easter.
Mm, right. Yeah.
So if you show up on Ash Wednesday or on Easter Sunday and you've got your boobs out, then that's pretty inappropriate.
That's a problem. And then we had Melania that was covered head to toe, Carmen Sandiego style, you know?
Yeah. She's always beautiful.
Yeah.
And so sophisticated and elegant.
I love
all
it.
The time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were saying, well, this time it seems that people have gotten a pass to say that it is okay for her to be dressed, it is okay for people to compliment her the way she dresses. Because before, when he was president, I mean, they just, all the media people now just unloaded on her, and everything she would wear, they would criticize and all that. And then the other wives, they would just pump up so much, you know, because this woman is a fashion professional. She's a supermodel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they would downgrade everything she wore and then, you know, talk great about what other first ladies, how they dressed. But then it's okay now, it seems, that people can compliment and actually appreciate the way Melania Trump dresses.
It's okay to be nice, a good person, and compliment.
And not lie.
Right, and not lie, You just jealous, honey.
No, the first ladies always look very proper, and they look good.
She's
they always
top
do.
Notch.
Yeah, she is.
Straight up.
Yeah, she's a model.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think they look great all the time.
You don't?
No. I really don't.
Yeah. They could have better stylists, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, I've never looked at, let's say, I don't know, Hillary Clinton, former first lady, and thought, now that is a beautiful gown, or that is a beautiful dress. I mean, I've never done that. Michelle Obama, maybe a couple of times, but most of the time I didn't particularly care for the way they dressed her. Jill Biden's fine, you know, she's not an old teacher, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're going for that look. Yeah.
But that's what she is. She's she's a teacher, so then she's, properly dressed.
She's not a runway model by any means.
No. But when President Trump leaned over to kiss her on the cheek when he came in the room and couldn't reach her because of her hat being so far out.
Yeah.
That is basically the way Jody allows me to kiss her goodnight. Mm-hmm. No, it's just that she's on the couch and she won't even sit up to hug me or anything. She just kind of throws the cheek up there like that. And if my old can bend over far enough to reach her cheek, then I do. But if I don't, then, you know, it's the thought that counted.
You might as well wear a big brim hat at this point.
I might as well just, you know, wear some sort of a suit of spikes. Because that's about as close as I'm going to get.
Bless. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
So, Lindsay, how is your husband complaining about your being obsessed with this dating app that you've got Rob on? You're trying to find Rob a date. Is it because you're bothering him with it? It's not because you're not paying him any attention or paying attention to the things that you should be paying attention to.
Right. No, he's not super needy in that aspect. And I'm still, you know, dealing with the kids and doing what I got to do. But it's because every 5 seconds I show him a picture of a girl. I'm like, what do you think about her? And it's the same thing every time. Lindsay, I'm trying to watch the game, please.
Well, I know a couple, and the wife in the couple's dad died fairly recently. And so the mom is in her probably late 70s or mid to late 70s. And she signed her mom up for a dating app for old people.
Love that.
And she was the one that, you know, like you're doing for Rob, she did that for her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would that make it different if you were trying to get a woman friend of yours a date, and all you're doing is checking out single men on the app and pretending to be her? Would Kyle care about that?
Probably more so, because I'd be like, oh, he's hot or whatever, you know, go on and on about it. But I don't mind if he tells me someone's hot, though, like for Rob. Mm-hmm. I just want his honesty, but he doesn't give me any because he's like, I'm not answering you. Just, I'm busy. Like, I'm trying to relax and watch the game. I don't have to work today. Like, come on.
Yeah. Well, the husband in this situation I'm talking about was, you know, he would joke with his wife about, you're upset. You're trying to find a boyfriend for yourself.
Right.
And they were all much older men, you know.
Sure.
But it got to the point where, I mean, all she's doing is looking at, you know, and chatting with men all day.
That's true.
About being single and what do they like to do and however it works.
The mom is 78?
She's in her, I think, I would guess mid to late 70s.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, and let's be honest, it's not unheard of for a younger girl to look for like an older, you know, sugar daddy. I'm not saying she is, but yeah, I could see where it would be a little touchy.
Mm-hmm. But it was more or less just that, you know, I guess if you look at it from a husband's perspective, it could be that the wife is so into it that she loves this dating process. She's really too excited about being single and interviewing suitors, potential suitors, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, agreed. And I even mentioned that this weekend to Kyle. I said, I like this so much. I just want to set one up for me just to see what I can get, you know, just see what I can do. Yeah. He said, well, you'll be looking for an apartment then. I was like, oh,
yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's but the it's excitement. Just like,
and I try to tell Jody that when back when she was still watching The Bachelorette and all that. I said, do you sit and in your mind play this game like if you were on there like you do Dancing with the Stars, because you sit and put yourself on Dancing with the Stars all the time?
Yeah.
No, I don't. No.
Yeah.
Well, then what's the – obviously you would.
You do.
You go, oh, yeah. I wouldn't have said that, or I would have said this, or he wants her to do this, and then sure. I would have done –
Yeah.
That, I mean, that's part of the fun of watching the show.
Yeah. Absolutely. Totally. Yeah. You totally put mm-hmm. your – yeah. Like –
So that's what you would be doing if you were trying to find a date for or a boyfriend for a girl friend of yours.
Yeah. Yeah. I would probably be separated at that point.
Yeah.
But you think about though, Riggins, if a man said, I'm trying to, like if I came into Jody and I said, look, Riggins agreed to let me run this dating site, this dating app. So I can try to find him some chicks to go out with.
Yeah.
You know, he's just tired of playing the game. He wants me to do it for him like I'm him.
Right, right.
How would that go over? Yeah.
Oh.
Like a fart in a diving helmet. Like
a fart in a diving helmet. Exactly. Exactly what I was thinking.
Good analogy.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. But it's like every woman wants to play Cupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Every woman thinks they're really good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as excited as I get when I match Rob, it would be a crazy if it were for a girl, you know, matching boys. It would be crazy.
So how much, what do you put the most importance on? Like, how much weight do you put on looks when you see them first or whatever as to whether you're going to swipe them or not?
I'm glad you asked, because this has been my torment this weekend. It's when I first started, I was kind of, it's what you do, kind of just look for looks at first. And then I realize it's tricky, because in fine little print, there's a lot of other stuff going on, like Christian, not Christian, you know, just a lot of important questions that people want to know. So now I'm have to scan through the whole fine print.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking for what they believe in, their political views, what they do on the weekends. Like, it's not just looks.
Yeah. But I was just saying how, and it's okay to talk about what you told us earlier.
Oh, okay.
That you kick them out if they're atheist or agnostic.
Well, because at first I didn't really know that was a thing on there. And then I started swiping people and I realized somebody I swiped was atheist, and I'm not cool with that. It's just my personal belief. I'm a Christian, you know, whatever. So that's what Rob's going to be. If I have anything to say about it. And so I'm knocking everybody out that's agnostic, which I didn't know what that was. I Googled it. But I'm knocking everybody out that's not a Christian. So, and in today's time, that's tricky,
because
there's not a lot of.
That's also what Rob believes,
right?
As a Christian, but he's not as strict on that as like you or I would be.
Sure.
You know, but It's surprising how many people now, even in the South where we live, are atheists.
18 out of 20 that I swipe, swear. Mm. I mean, you would be shocked.
Yeah. I wouldn't, because, I mean, that's one of the reasons our culture is in the rot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But.
Well.
But, I mean, what is that okay with you, Rob?
I would not have been worried if it said agnostic to me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm worried, so that makes you worried.
She didn't want you to go to hell, Rob.
Right.
She doesn't really care what Rob's into.
I really don't. Yeah.
There's a thread in all these discussions. It's becoming very clear. Lindsay does not give.
Yeah.
At all. It doesn't care at all.
No. I started to, and then I was like, eh, this ain't going to work.
But they are ready for them to even match or try to match him. They've already got stuff in common because of his profile and everything. Because right. This is the site that the women reach out first.
Correct.
Yeah, so they already know what he's about, and they have to be about the same type of thing.
Well, I do hate to say it. The main common thread is country music, and they like concerts. So that's really the only common thread that a lot of these people have. But I'm okay with that.
So they don't play Dungeons and Dragons and video games and that kind of stuff?
I've run across a couple. It's not a popular choice. Yeah.
But obviously they don't have a problem with it either.
Right.
You know.
Right.
They're not kicking him out because he's into Magic the Gathering
right.
or whatever.
Surprisingly, too, a lot of people say swipe left if you don't have a mustache. So that's odd, too. I've seen that a lot come up.
Is left a bad thing?
Left is a no. No.
Like they want mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah. The And how old are they that do that?
Like 29, 30, 32. Oh,
that's too old to be demanding a mustache.
Yeah.
The mustache is on younger guys.
Yeah.
I think like college age, maybe a little bit out of college.
Yeah, it's strange. Mm-hmm. Strange, these kids.
Except for your dad, of course, who still has a glorious mustache.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember a time of him not having it.
But he's in law enforcement, sure. And it's the rule.
It's a law.
Flavor saver.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So this is going to work out great for me.
For you.
Yeah.
And we need to remind everybody that there's a 1 month expiration date on it. So,
and if you want to just skip over that and DM me, I'm cool with that. I've gotten 5 DMs about on Instagram about wanting to set him up with somebody. So mm-hmm. We'll chat on there. Just skip the whole dating app thing. I'm cool.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah, and but that would actually, I think, be, you know, more solid leads, because it's people who listen to the show and all, and they know him, right?
Agreed. Yeah.
They know all of his twisted ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've got someone's phone number, and I'm trying to figure out what the best route is. Do I just give him the number and take it from there, or is he going to even do anything? That's my concern, so I got to figure that part out.
So how often do you disconnect, Rob? Like she was saying, complaining because you disconnected this weekend.
I do it almost every weekend.
Every weekend. Okay. So you just got to get all the work done during the week.
But then he says he's busy at the gym with his friend girl, and then at work, and, you know.
Yeah. I've got a window from about 7 o'clock at night until I go to bed.
At 7:30.
Yeah, I was about to say, and I'm going to bed at 8:30. Okay.
Well, it'll work out.
Yeah.
Well, it'll work.
Sounds
yeah.
Like it.
Maybe not within this month, but I do think something will come of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even if it's Rob and Lindsay never speaking to each other again, something will come of it.
Something's going to happen.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.